Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson at IU's Ruth N. Halls Theater is librettist Alex Timber and composer Michael Friedman's irreverent reimagining and retelling of the life of our seventh president. The musical style is emo rock. It's a genre that focuses on emotional expression, often with a confessional quality and some direct audience engagement. Robert Toms made an impressive swashbuckling figure as Jackson in a shirt open to the waist above and tight black leather pants below. The show focuses on his removal of the Indians, foundation of the populist Democratic Party, frustration with his efforts to be the voice of the people, and his love for his wife Rachel. Caleb Faith was stoic as the representative of the Indians, who were betrayed time and time again and pushed farther and farther away from their traditional lands. Connor Bernard was very funny as Martin Van Buren, Jackson's fixer as Secretary of State and Vice President. Jenny Case was an emotional character as the woman he passionately loved. Lee Martin was winsomely wise as a storyteller. George Pinney's direction of Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson and choreography keep a large, talented cast moving all the time in very effective motion. Colorful and varied costumes from grunge to glam are by Linda Pisano. Ray Feldman is the music director. Bloody, Bloody Andrew Jackson's an energetic and fast journey through an important era of American history. It's more a classic comic book than a text, but there are plenty of suggestions for further reading. Jackson's style and concerns have been compared with those of Donald Trump. As the show closes, videos of Trump's parallel positions are flashed across the front. I think that Trump critics will see the show as a critique, and his partisans will see it as an affirmation. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.